This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. French polling agency's projected far-right National Rally Party has leaped into a strong lead Sunday in France's first round of legislative elections, bringing the party closer to being able to form a government in round two and dealing a major slap to centrist French President Emmanuel Macron and his risky decision to call a surprise vote. The National Rally and its allies got about one-third of the national vote Sunday. Macron's prime minister warned France could end up with its first far-right government since World War II if voters don't come together to thwart that scenario in round two of next Sunday. The Associated Press Western Europe news director Angela Carr-Charlton said there's a few possible scenarios that could come out of next week's vote.
Marine Le Pen's National Rally is on track to have the most seats in the next French parliament. However, we'll only find out Sunday if she has an absolute majority and can form a new government. So, centrist President Emmanuel Macron will stay president for the next 3 years, but he will be very weakened, both domestically and on the world stage.
Marine Le Pen took over the National Rally Party, originally called the National Front, from her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, who has multiple convictions for racist and anti-Semitic hate speech. Video from Gaza Monday show Israeli tanks deepened their incursions into the Shiaja suburb of Gaza City on Monday. The Israeli military said it had killed a number of militants in combat in Shiaja and found large amounts of weapons there. Reuters video showed a large cloud of gray smoke rising above the rubble after an explosion in the neighborhood. Israeli tanks could be seen operating by Israel's border with northern Gaza. In southern Gaza, near the border with Egypt, residents and tanks said tanks had advanced further into western and central Rafah. The war between Israel and Hamas began when fighters burst into southern Israel on October 7th, killing 1,200 people and taking about 250 hostages, including civilians and soldiers. More on this and all the stories we're covering today can be found on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden gathered with his family at the presidential retreat Camp David outside Washington this past weekend, where the president was urged to stay in the race after his dreadful performance in last week's presidential debate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president sounded raspy and gave meandering answers, and his campaign's been working to keep backers on board amid growing questions from some Democrats about whether he should bow out of the race. Four people familiar with the Camp David gathering say while the Biden family knows it was a bad performance, the president can recover. Jill and Hunter Biden are urging him to stay in, and he's getting a public show of support from prominent Democrats like Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock. Warnock on NBC's Meet the Press echoing others who say one bad debate should not offset a lifetime of good service. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Though the other main candidate has alleged irregularities, Mauritania's Electoral Commission reports provisional results have shown incumbent President Mohamed Ould Gajarini has won the country's presidential race. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
That was with over 56% of the vote. Results from more than 99% of polling stations on the Electoral Commission's website showed. Analysts had expected the former Army Chief of Staff and Defence Minister to win the race in the first round, thanks to the dominance of Mauritania's ruling party. Gazouani's main challenger, however, has rejected the provisional results. Anti-slavery activist Behram Dar Abeid, who was said to have got 22.14% of the vote, alleged there were irregularities. In the 2019 presidential election, some opposition candidates questioned the credibility of the vote, sparking small-scale protests. Many of Mauritania's 5 million people live in poverty, and that's despite the West African country's fossil fuel and minerals wealth.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. The month-long celebration of LGBTQ plus pride reached its exuberant grand finale Sunday, with rainbow-laden revelers taking to the streets for parades and political demonstrations across the U.S., AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
There were parades in New York, Chicago, Minneapolis, San Francisco, and Seattle. In San Francisco, Jonathan Santillan was resplendent in a pink blazer and shorts.
There were many, many years of, you know, repression and, you know, just being able to, like, be who I am and, you know, be surrounded by people that, you know, are supportive. Like, it's just, you know, a big deal.
Tensions over the Israel-Hamas war seeped into some celebrations. In New York, pro-Palestinian protesters interrupted the parade. Participants recognized gains while also calling attention to recent laws, such as bans on transgender health care passed by Republican-led states. I'm Jennifer King.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.